News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
First, we're going to turn to the delay in appointing a digital safety commissioner, Shane. And in a moment, we'll speak with Fianna Fáil's Anne Rabbitt, who has joined us in studio. But first on this, Shane, on the surface of it, it is a very worrisome delay in the fact that we were promised it a year ago, a year on, there's no sign of it.
Yeah, worrisome is one word, inexcusable is another. I do wonder about this government a lot of the time. What are they actually doing? Because they seem to be treading water on a huge number of issues. Now, I get it. On kind of contentious issues like university fees, it's difficult. They don't have a Dáil majority, but this one's a no-brainer. I mean, this is child protection. This is about protecting our most important asset. They promised it a year ago,
and we don't have any laws in Ireland to protect young children against cyberbullying. And I don't know about you, but I often think back about when we were younger and how bullying happened in schools, and it was so different to how it happens now. And cyberbullying and the internet means that it's easier to bully. It means that it's harder to avoid it, and it also means that it's harder to identify it. And for loads of teenagers out there, and I'd be really interested to hear what people have to say about this, but once they've got a phone in their pocket or an iPad at home, they cannot escape it. And the ISPCC has said that online safety is the biggest child protection issue of our time, and we're actually failing to address it. And I think with all of these things, you know, we can educate kids in schools, parents can do the whole keeping an eye on everything at home, limit the screen time, all of that jazz that we hear about. But until this is specifically somebody's business, I would say that it's no one's business and nobody takes charge of it.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is there is not a child, and look, I speak from personal experience here, there isn't a child in Ireland today that has not seen something inappropriate on the internet. Now, if that was happening in any other walk of life, any other area of life, we'd be up in arms about it. Yet there seems to be this view, oh, the internet's impossible to police. We're hearing from the government, there's complexities here.
In Australia, they have it in New Zealand.
It's not that complex. It's not that complex. Actually, it's quite simple. It is about protecting our children. We need a sheriff for the internet in this country. We have an important position. There's a lot of these companies who are based here. We have a moral responsibility. We know from experience, we know from the Dispatches programme in Channel 4, we cannot just leave it up to the Facebooks and the Googles and the Twitters of this world to police this. Self-regulation. It doesn't work in any sector. It certainly doesn't work in here. The government quite simply needs to get the finger out and do something about this, and do it pretty quickly, and stop the excuses, stop the waffling, stop the prevarication. Get on with it.
And let us know what you think. Has your child been bullied online? Is it an issue in your house with screens and iPhones and iPads? Let us know. Text us 53106. You'll also get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT. Now, we're staying with this topic. And as I said, we're joined in studio by Fianna Fáil's Anne Rabbitt, who is also frustrated at the government's failure to appoint this digital safety commissioner. Deputy Rabbitt, I suppose, first of all, tell me how important this commissioner is in your view, and what would be the role that they would oversee. And then we'll get on to talk about delay.
Really, the importance of a digital safety commissioner is to do with regulating and examining content. And quite rightly, in both your introductions there, we need a watchdog, we need a sheriff, we need to protect our youth and our most vulnerable in society. And at this moment in time, that's not happening. The children are left exposed. Like earlier on this year, we've seen the digital age of consent going from 13 to 16. And that was supposed to be the panacea of where we were going to actually protect all our children online. That did not happen. I have seen nothing, no advertising. We talk about spin units. I've seen nothing in advertising to make parents aware. Guess what? The digital age of consent has gone from 13 to 16. Do you know what that means? Do you know that your child should not be on Snapchat or Facebook before they're 16 years of age? And if they are on those platforms, they are actually putting in their incorrect ages. Now, I have been in a lot of classrooms since last May. And when I asked the question in fifth and sixth class, anybody here on Snapchat? Hands go up. Like, actually, it's more like, who's the one who isn't on Snapchat? And then what does that lead to? First and foremost, it means that parents aren't aware, and parents feel completely and utterly ill-equipped. And they don't realise their little one is being bullied until they are actually being bullied. And they find, where then do I turn to? Who can protect my child? when you go to the schools, what the schools will say, well, actually, that's happening outside of school. That has really nothing to do with us here. And parents don't know who to turn to. And that's why I want a digital safety commissioner, somebody to regulate, somebody to be the watchdog. The large companies cannot actually regulate themselves.
Now, parents obviously have a massive role to play in this. And kids in fifth class, they're only 11. They shouldn't be on Snapchat to start with, and they shouldn't be on Facebook at that age. But what is the delay, in your view, Anne, in relation to the appointment of this digital safety commissioner? As we said at the start, it was promised over a year ago. What do you think is causing the delay?
There's a lack of urgency. It's not been brought to the cabinet table, to be quite honest with you.
Why is that?
It's not a priority for this government. And they have clearly demonstrated it's not a priority for them. We have had the Children's Oireachtas Committee produced an Oireachtas report last year where we had ISPCC in front of us. We have had Dr. Geoffrey Shannon, everybody who speaks up for children in before the Children's Committee advocating, not one of them left it out, that we needed to implement the Law Reform Commission and we needed to have a Digital Safety Commissioner.
If we do get one eventually, what powers would they have or should they have?
First and foremost, they would have the power to actually regulate industry. And that's where we need it to start. So somebody is actually overseeing what industry is allowing. We would also have the powers to what goes up, the content of what is being force-fed towards children, as in the marketing. And when I talk about the marketing, I talk about the space that's sold for advertising towards children, because children are targeted marketing on any of these sites.
And do you have any, would you appreciate at all from a government perspective the fact that the department responsible, so communications, has had a change of minister this year? Would you put any weight on that in delaying the commissioner?
Absolutely not, because it's across government departments. Because when they came before the Oireachtas Children's Committee, we had the Minister for Climate, we had the Minister for Education, we had the Minister for Children, and we had a Minister for Justice. All four of them sat in front of us. So while there might have been a change in one particular department, there wasn't a change in all four, and they were all quite willing and supportive of this actual recommendation. Not one of them said, no, we can't do that. Actually, they were all nodding in agreement that this is what needs to happen. So I actually think it comes from the top down, and I believe the Taoiseach, and he himself this time last year said that we are working on this and it is a priority. Priority 12 months on has not happened.
OK, Anne Rabbitt, Fianna Fáil spokesperson for Children and Youth Affairs. Thanks for talking to us on News Talk.